A case report and review of literature of primary idiopathic osteolysis syndrome. Introduction. Primary idiopathic osteolysis was first described nearly 150 years back by Jackson in 1838. On literature review, it is evident that various eponyms have been used to describe this mysterious disorder of the musculoskeletal system. In 1955, Gorham and Stout provided a more comprehensive report on the subject. Based on their experience and case reports available in literature, they found that most cases of osteolysis syndromes are associated with abnormal vascular proliferation in the vicinity of resorbed bone, the alteration of acid balance in local milieu being responsible for the pathology. The nomenclature these authors assigned to such osteolysis secondary to vascular proliferation was vanishing bone disease. This disease is also known as Gorham's disease. No specific cause could be ascertained for minority of the cases that have been henceforth classified under the umbrella of primary idiopathic osteolysis syndromes. The purpose of this article is to report this rare entity and to review etiopathology, clinical presentation, radiographic findings, differential diagnosis, and treatment options for patients with primary